Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
You get to experience it for breakfast.
He's like, hello!
The Toucher and Rich Show on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's Toucher and Rich's Laugh Dammit.
The New York Yankees, yeah, the sky was falling. You know, we lost game two, and he was panicking here. Everybody was like, whoa, it's over. We scored 16 at Yankee Stadium. Suck on it.
Oh, he was fat. Then he died. Fat guy.
Who is this, Fat Joe?
No, Fat Joe's still alive. This is big punish.
Oh, big pun. Big okay.
All right, Rich. There was a big parade yesterday. Young Nicholas was out.
Yep.
He was talking to people on the streets.
He was in what was a super fast parade. I think that from standing outside when they first came by when I was at the Globe, it took maybe 20 minutes for the entire thing to roll through. That is insane speed when you think of these Patriots parades and some of the other ones in the past and how long it took to get from one point to the next. I mean, I don't think they ever stopped. I think it just kept going, and there was no there was no stalling. There was no moment where the thing was stuck in front of you. And I mean, I'm talking like 10 miles per hour the entire time. And we were talking about how there's all these articles being written this morning about people at the parade, you know, how dare they throw beer? And to that I say, they always throw beer. It's just this time the players just, they're not the kind to grab the beer and chug it. There's no Gronkowski. There's no Marchand. There's no, like, you know,
no
Sean
Gomes.
Thornton. There's not even a Gomes. No. I know, but you know, you're right. But at least Gomes got off the duck boat and like walked around. And this is just a great baseball team with great players who might be the most polite and non-personality having team that we've ever had. Hmm. Are they honestly, out of all the championship teams, is this the one that is most devoid of a spokesperson? Like the guy that you go to with the microphone for a soundbite? Because the Red Sox always had David Ortiz, and they, you know, and Napoli. Then you had like even a Napoli, Pedroia, Gomes. You had that. I mean, the Patriots have always had characters. On top of that, with the Bruins, you know, black and yellow with Marchand. And of course there's
Celtics,
Kevin Garnett. Yeah, you know, yeah. 24 hours in front of the day. You know, you've been drinking all night and stuff. You didn't have any of that, so it was just odd, very strange. But Nick was out there speaking to some of the people. It was packed, however, it was definitely packed. So let's get to some of the audio, shall we? Says Nick, down in the streets. By the way, Mookie knew that beer was coming. I'm looking at the video now. The Globe guy, like, saved it, but he seemed to be aware of it coming.
Well, there you go. All right, here is young Nicholas out talking to the people.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes.
What's your name? John Pablo.
What? John Pablo.
Well, to that, I gotta say.
How do you spell it?
Alright, here we go.
John Paplow. How you feeling today?
Amazing!
When did you start drinking or whatever you were doing?
Nothing! Under 21!
That's great. What was your favorite moment from the World Series?
When JBJ hit a grand slam!
Charlie Baker was right next to him.
He was. This guy was actually on Charlie Baker's shoulders. He was like Master Blaster.
It was just funny. Charlie Baker was pouring beers into a funnel. And the kid was...
Yeah, have you seen the video? Tell me you've seen the video of Charlie Baker.
I have not.
It makes it 10 times funnier because he's so big. And when he collapses onto the stage when he's imitating Machado, like that stage shakes. and the mic goes.
Listen, he's been up late nights. He's obviously had a few cocktails.
Oh, God bless him. It was great. There needed to be some sort of injection of energy into anything happening yesterday, and he was it.
Yeah, it's strange when the governor is the only one who seems to be have any charisma.
It's pretty funny.
Socks, baby!
All right, I got it.
Yeah, ask me the questions.
Next
I got it.
Question.
All right, what do you want me to ask?
Next questions.
You're putting me on the spot.
Yeah, you can't have Nick, who's out there interviewing people, just come up with a question.
Yeah, she goes there. Nick, go.
And he's like, what? No. Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous to think that a guy interviewing you would have a question.
That's remarkable.
I mean, that's really remarkable.
That is remarkable.
Like, ask me, like, your whole job is to go out there and ask questions, but you're putting him on the spot.
That's really something.
He is Charlie Rose.
Stop right here. Nick, who goes out, how many times? 50, 100, 150 since he got hired back?
Oh, yeah, probably more like 150.
Yeah, but they put him on the spot, and he froze.
Put him on the spot? He's sitting there with questions.
Yeah. I find that a little strange. That's true.
I just like, go, what? Go, ask a question. You're here asking questions. I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
Ask me a question, damn it.
What you're doing. Asking a question is a perfectly reasonable thing to say.
When you're asking someone questions.
Yes. Wait, can I interview you for the radio? Okay, ask me a question. Oh, boy, now I'm on the spot.
I can't stress how great it was at the bar yesterday when people were coming up to Nick and they're saying, you know, hey, this is Nick. Nick, what's up? I love your dad. And he'd be like, yeah, you're the one.
Rich gave Nick three questions yesterday for Ask a Pink Hat. Like three, like, really obvious questions.
Mm-hmm.
Not hard. And Nick went into a panic. And, like, ran around.
He wants to get it right. I'd rather have that than somebody go, yeah. And then just, like, doing it completely wrong. We've had that before.
For many years.
Hey, I want him to get it right, too. But I can still be amazed that Nick... Didn't he chase you down, like, while you're trying to leave?
Which I'm fine with.
No,
I want him to get it right.
But, I mean, you can't remember. And there's a pen and paper. But like, he can't probably read his own handwriting.
Ask me the questions.
Next question.
All right,
what do you want me to ask?
Next question.
You're putting me on the spot.
Yeah.
What do you think? If you could say anything to the Boston Red Sox, what would it be?
I love you all.
Sorry for that.
Also, let's go.
Oh my goodness, Peter Brady.
He has so much gum,
man.
I have so much gum. Well, share with the rest of us, Mr. Big League Chew.
Go! I love you all!
Sorry for that.
Also, let's go!
Woo! I have so much gum! Two packs of Bubblicious!
I'm making it rain Trident in this bitch!
Woo!
What was that, Charlie Baker?
Woo!
Yes, that's right.
The Charlie Baker. Enjoying himself.
Somebody says an interviewer Nick can't come up with questions and wonders why his dad is more popular.
I know. Can you ask me a question? You're putting me on the spot.
Somebody says walks up to a guy digging a ditch. Me. Hey, can you keep digging this ditch, ditch digger? Oh, God, you're putting me on the spot.
Yeah, I thought of a million things. Like a heart surgeon comes in and they're like, hey, you want to work on this heart? All right, now. Come on. This is too much. All right, here's another one with young Nick being put under the gun.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yeah, of course.
Don't mind this giant, head that I'm bringing around with me.
It's okay. I like looking at it.
Yeah, his name's Sean. He's
hey now. All right.
Hello, ladies.
John, you think about that when you're
birthday
before you
gift
take a nap.
For me.
You think about that before you take a nap today.
Hell yeah.
It'll be over before you know it.
Don't even have to break out the iPad, right, Fred?
That's right. You can imagine the perfect woman.
There it is.
that I'm bringing around with me.
It's okay. I like looking at it.
Yeah, his name's Sean. He's got a big gap. You see that big gap?
Yeah.
It's freaky, right?
It's all right. I don't mind it.
If you had...
Oh! Look at this! Everything's coming up Wallach this morning, boys.
This is the birthday Wallach.
Hell yeah!
You should have gotten her digits. In fairness, she'd also had a big wound on her head. She had been hit with the...
Jesus, Fred. Way to wreck it.
An anvil had fallen.
Man. It's rolling there, buzzkill.
Yeah. You know, I had to cut you down a little bit because I was feeling bad about myself.
Jealous?
Yeah.
It's freaky, right?
It's all right. I don't mind it.
If you had a gap like that, would you be insecure?
I would definitely be very insecure, yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's the story of his life.
I'm sorry, but I would be insecure. But it's Halloween, so it's acceptable.
So what time did you start pregame?
Wow. Yeah, anything goes on Halloween.
Man.
All right.
Nick just trying to chop you down, man. Yeah. Trying to chop you down.
Yeah, Nick seemed interested in this lady. And the only way he can do it is by chopping down another guy. Not cool. That's not bro code.
So, what time did you start pregaming this morning?
Today, I started pregaming at 4:50 a.m.
Wow.
Yes.
And what did you offer me before?
I offered you a joint, my guy.
I really appreciate that. Well, thank you. I have to say no, but thank you. So,
I'm about to roll another one, so it's okay.
All right, cool.
Everyone evading technology. Everyone rolling their own joints.
Yep.
Like, why don't you just get a pen?
Just right there in the middle of the street, just smoking a joint. Yeah, and that's how, like, a ton of people were. It's the first parade I was at where, like, openly people were smoking pot. Like, there was no hiding it.
It's basically legal. I mean, what are the cops going to do?
Well, sure. I mean, I don't think anybody had any, qualms about doing it.
I'm just fascinated that these kids aren't taking advantage of modern technology.
Like the vape thing?
Just pens, or there's anything. I mean, this idea that you're standing on a busy street trying to roll a joint is a little archaic, I'll tell you that. Well, Dave Richard is going to join us. He is a fantasy football guru, and he is going to talk about all things fantasy. 617-779-0985. We will talk to him and take your calls.
When JBJ hit his grand slam,
you're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
All right, no, don't even do anything, Dan. Don't you dare touch a thing. Don't you dare touch a thing.
Thank you, Charlie Baker and Phil Vincent.
Fantasy football with Dave Richard is brought to you by Nissan. Nissan driven to excite. You know he roadied for Molly Hatchet on like the Devil and Demons tour.
Oh, possibly. I wonder if there's any like YouTube videos. Oh, because he is a guy, unlike Mark Jamelli, that I do want to see what he looks like.
Oh yeah. Well, I've seen what he looks like.
Phil Vincent?
Yeah. It's been in some of the CDs.
Oh, you see, it was always just girls on the cover.
Yes, there's sweet, hot rock chicks on the cover, but inside it's all Philly V.
I just like we said, where do you get these girls to pose for? Because it's stock photos.
Yeah, he admitted that right out of the gate. Dave Richard, hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We are doing just fine. You know, living in Titletown.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I heard.
It feels so good. All right.
I want to start off with, at what point do you start throwing up Hail Marys in fantasy football? Like, at what week do you realize, all right, to get back in this, I've got to start taking these guys who have a very high payoff with, ones that might strike gold out of nowhere?
So we call those guys boom or bust types of players where they're either going to get you three catches for 30 yards or four catches for 115 yards and two touchdowns, something crazy like that. Mm-hmm. And you'll do that often right about this time of year when the bye weeks are kicking in. We've got six teams on bye. We've got a lot of players that we were beginning the season with lots of optimism and excitement, and now they just suck. So you've got to go and make changes. I'll give you an example. DJ Moore last week, no one was using him, but he had over 100 total yards from scrimmage. He has an opportunity to have that type of workload again this week because, believe it or not, Torrey Smith was holding him back in the Carolina offense, and he's playing against Tampa Bay. So that's the type of player that people picked up off the waiver wire. He was available in 85% of leagues earlier in the week, and now they can use him potentially as a flex, as a wide receiver too, if they don't like their other options. And that's the kind of chance that you're going to have to take now, especially if you're going up against one of the loaded teams in your league. They don't have anybody on bye. They're going to put up over 150 points. You know you're going to need some luck to get by.
All right. Can you give me one more? Because I need a couple.
I mean, I can give you a bunch. I just don't know how many of them are still going to be out there. But Courtland Sutton was one of those guys who just immediately exploded. That's in the wake of that Demaryius Thomas trade when he went to Houston.
Okay.
That opened a spot up in the Denver offense, and Sutton is going to be that guy. Tre'Quan Smith is another one in New Orleans. He might be out there in your league. He's taking on the Rams. Should be a high-scoring game in the Dome late on Sunday. And here's another one. This wide receiver will be out there in a bunch of leagues. David Moore, who no one really heard of until this year, but he's caught a touchdown, at least one, in three straight games in Seattle. He's been putting up better numbers than Doug Baldwin, and he's going to continue to have some good opportunities playing against the Chargers this week. Not the best matchup in the world, but someone who's got that boom potential, someone that might be able to help your lineup this week.
Okay. I can look at the stats, I can look at the numbers, but and this is especially true in daily. If I am looking at running back matchups and say all things are equal and, you know, there's an opportunity to get, you know, one of the top, you know, 10 running backs, what teams, is it as simple as just looking how they are against the run, or what teams, now that the season has evolved a bit, are the best teams, the best matchups for running backs?
Yeah, it could be just as simple as seeing how many fantasy points these teams allow. And we have that information on CBSSports.com where we take all the data from fantasy leagues and how many points a certain defense has scored, and then we average it against every other defense in the league. So I can tell you right now, for example, the Arizona Cardinals rank dead last in fantasy points allowed to opposing running backs. Or maybe I should say they rank first in fantasy points allowed to opposing running backs, 26.25 fantasy points per game. And that's not to one running back. That's to an entire team's gaggle of running backs. But the Cardinals are on bye this week. You can't really use them. But you can play against that Chiefs defense. They're second best or second worst, depending on how you look at it, 25 fantasy points a game, and that's non-PPR to opposing running backs. And Nick Chubb kind of let us down last week, but it was a tough matchup for him. This is the opposite this week. And with the Cleveland Browns offense, who knows what direction they're going to go in, because they fired their offensive-minded head coach and their offensive coordinator in the same day. But maybe they get conservative and they lean on Nick Chubb, and he goes off and he has a big game. I wish I could tell you to take advantage of the third-best/third-worst team against running backs, and that's the Raiders. But I'm not sure how good this 49ers offense is going to be with a banged-up C.J. Beathard or a completely unproven commodity in Nick Mullins. No idea how that's going to go. Matt Breida wasn't good last week anyway, so unfortunately that's a matchup that we're not going to be able to take advantage of.
See, you've given me more information than I can when I look at NFL stats.
Would you like the link, Fred? Would you like the link to what I'm talking about so you can see all the teams?
Yes.
You're going to get one. Everyone will get one. I'll tweet it when I'm done talking to you guys.
Boom! At Dave Richard.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dave Richard, the Golden Tate has been traded. And, yeah, have you heard it?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, usually I'm on the ball with these things. I don't mean to embarrass you. But but what does that mean for Jones and Galladay on the Lions? Should people be bullish on them?
Yeah, I think you should be. We're talking about a player in Golden Tate who's getting, I don't know, 9-10 targets per game in Detroit. And he was getting them in a specific kind of way. he was kind of used as an extension of the run game and not necessarily a big play type of wide receiver. Marvin Jones has been a bigger big play receiver. In fact, he leads that team in end zone targets, deep ball targets. Those are the types of things that help make his fantasy numbers great. He's going to now have more opportunities. So will Kenny Galladay. They've shrunk from three good receivers to two. There's talk about Brandon Powell or TJ Jones taking over in the slot there. Those guys aren't going to get as much work as Golden Tate got. So yeah, I think there's a lot to be excited about with both Galladay and Jones. I think they're both number two receivers this week. Even against Minnesota, the one thing that we caught on to last season, we were scared to death to start Marvin Jones against the Vikings. He scored two touchdowns on Thanksgiving against them, and he did it on Xavier Rhodes, who's the best corner. No guarantee that Rhodes is going to play this week. So I think Stafford and the Lions, when they do get behind in this game against Minnesota, and they will, they're not going to be afraid to throw in Rhodes' direction like other teams are, and that'll be good for Galladay and Jones. It might not be great for Stafford. Might have an interception or two on the day, but I think you'll see some pretty good numbers from those two receivers.
All right, we were talking about Rob Gronkowski earlier today, and I've got him on my team. I know a lot of people have him. He's obviously been disappointing, not to living up to what he's been in the past, but do you believe that he is someone that eventually is going to get back up to the numbers that he had before?
I mean, do you really think he's going to end the year with one touchdown? That's what he's got right now, and he hasn't scored since week one. So just by, you know, just by sheer thought and just common sense, you know that Gronk is going to score. What we've seen is that the Patriots are being a little different inside the red zone this year than in the past. James White has really taken advantage, and defenses just haven't caught on, and I would expect the Patriots to keep doing that so long as defenses are going to let James White stroll into the end zone as often as he has. But Gronk will get his numbers. You got to like that he had eight targets last week. You got to like that he's playing. I don't think he's slow or, you know, running gingerly or alligator arming the ball. I mean, Gronk is still Gronk. He's just not getting over 100 yards, and he's not getting a ton of touchdowns. That'll change. If there's people in your league, and this isn't going to be the case in Boston because everybody loves Gronk, but if there's people in your league that just they're tired of Gronk's lack of production, maybe they're willing to trade him, and you should be the one trying to trade for him because the price tag won't be as high as what it would have been 3-4 weeks ago.
All right. We only have time. You know, we don't even have time. We don't even have time to take a phone call. You're going to have to reach out to Dave Richard.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you this, too. You can catch Dave on Fantasy Football Today every day at noon. So you flip off their Zolak and Bertrand. You say, get out of here. I'm listening to Dave. Live every day at noon on CBS Sports News streaming channel, CBS Sports HQ, for the latest sports news, highlights, and smart analysis. It's all free at CBSSportsHQ.com. Or on the free CBS Sports app. I must ask you this, Dave. Dave, who will excite fantasy owners this week? It's brought to you by Nissan, driven to excite.
Well, we're going to go with Isaiah Crowell. Now, it's somebody that's owned in every league, but really has been very up and down, taking on the Dolphins. And I think the Jets are going to get the sense that they can win this game against Miami. Dolphins have allowed a lot of big plays on the ground over the last few weeks and a bunch of short yardage touchdowns, too. Those are the things that make Crowell great, either goal line touchdowns or he breaks away for a long run. He's not very much of a sustainer, but I do think this is a game where he can get close to 15 carries. He'll be the primary bell cow back for the Jets, and I think he can score on the Dolphins. So I've got him ranked as a top 20 running back this week. I think he'll be good for fantasy.
And by the way, you could have laughed off Mr. Richard's idea of if you needed a Hail Mary, as Rich says, at tight end. Mm-hmm. His pick of Herndon for the Jets was...
He came through.
He came through. He absolutely
and
did.
And he'll do it again this week, too.
Yeah, well,
do it again this week as well.
I followed your advice, and I picked him up.
I hope it led to a win.
It did. I'm at 4-4, my friend, which is the best as I've ever done. So there you go. And it auto-drafted my first three players. All right. Dave Richard, and they were all receivers. Dave Richard, thank you so much for the time. People can just Google Dave Richard, CBS, and then all of his information will come up. I use his information. My son uses his information. And then we win, win, win. We're deep into the money. So, Dave, thank you so much.
Pretty soon you won't even need this job, Fred.
Oh, yeah. I'm out the door. Don't worry about it. As soon as my father-in-law kicks it, boom, I'm gone. All right, Dave, thank you so much.
All right, sending you that link right now on Twitter, buddy.
All right, thank you so much. All right, Rich, we have something coming up here. Aside from Patriots tickets, it's 9:30 this morning.
Yep, Patriots-Packers game. We got those tickets for you.
Yep.
9:30, and I know that is... boy, are they selling that hard, and they should. the beginning of the season, they said, let's get Michael Jordan here to even do a commercial for it. So, a good commercial, by the way.
Yeah. I like that they think that Rodgers is better than Manning. Yeah, but
they are kind of alluding to that, aren't they, in that commercial?
Better than Montana.
Yeah.
Montana.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little strange who they're jumping in front of.
Yeah, like Montana's like 1A.
Yeah.
Or 1B, I'm sorry.
What,
1B
what the case? Yeah, Brady, Montana, and then it's everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, Aaron Rodgers
is a top 10 quarterback all time, no doubt.
Brady said that if Rodgers was on the Patriots, he'd throw for 7,000 yards.
Probably
a year.
True.
But, I mean, you can't do any better than Brady's done, really. So, all right. Rich, what is this visiting team thing?
That's what I was telling you about off the air. There was some shenanigans that happened after game 5 of the World Series to a Red Sox fan.
Oh,
mm.
I put that in for tomorrow.
Oh, well, let's do it today.
All right.
It's ready to
Alrighty.
Go.
Okay. We'll be right back. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We are Toucher and Rich. Did you see the offensive line coach for the Browns, his daughter dressed as him?
Yeah, Bob Wiley. Yeah, she's pregnant, so it worked out perfect.
Yeah, is she really?
Yeah, oh, no. Somebody who was pregnant, there was two costumes. His granddaughter was a little girl, and she dressed up in him. That was hysterical.
Yeah.
But then there was a woman who, the picture went viral yesterday. I think Yahoo Sports picked it up, and she was pregnant, and she did the Bob Wiley thing.
Can it I was keep a bet. The placenta when you have your kid?
I don't know why you would want the placenta. It's very strange.
Yeah.
Just to put in a box.
That's kind of gross. It's very, well, speaking of boxes, maybe this man's getting a little present today. Oh, John Wallach.
John Wallach is 51 years young. He is been on the show here now for, 10 years?
Nine going on 10.
Yep. And the reason I know that is that I checked the date on this thing that we're about to play. It's my favorite John Wallach moment.
It was my favorite. John's one involved in this. Two of our favorite moments.
Yep. So John.
The Wake Up Wallach.
Yes. When he was out in Los Angeles.
Maybe we should play Wake Up Wallach.
I don't know if we have the replay. Do we have that? We'll take a look. Maybe we do that at the end of the show. Maybe we end the show with Wake Up Wallach.
I know Zolak could be really happy about
Instead
that.
Instead of the stack, maybe we do Wake Up Wallach today. All right. We'll take a look. But this is my favorite John Wallach moment because, like, John really had no idea what to think when he first joined this show.
Yeah, he wasn't a fan.
No, that's not true. No, he just didn't
know what I was getting into, but to say I wasn't a fan, that's not true.
To go from Dale Arnold to us is a little jarring.
Yes.
So
kind of like slamming the car in reverse on the freeway.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know what? This kind of explains it all. This is kind of John Wallach's breaking in moment. We broke him into the show. And
do I describe in there how he followed me home?
Yes,
you do.
Don't say anything. Yes. I think everything is self-contained.
It's all in right. there.
Yep. Let's go ahead and get to the tape.
985, the Sports Hub, Boston's new home for sports for Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number, 985thesportshub.com for instant feedback. You can text us at 69985. Now, endorsements are something that everyone has to do at the radio station. Or you're lucky if you get to do them.
You're honored
to do them if it's a product that you believe in and you get an opportunity to talk about it and be compensated. It's a fantastic opportunity to share the things you enjoy with an audience. And, you know, your approach to do endorsements, and you can generally say yes or no.
Yeah, usually how it works is the company goes, hey, you know, we like your station and we think that your morning show would be a good place to reach the kind of audience we're trying to get. And, you know, do the people on your show use these products? They like them. And usually if it's a good match, like I love Apple computers, and that's why I endorse them. And you and I use AT&T. And they came to us. We said, yeah, of course. I've been nothing but happy with my AT&T service. Let's endorse them. So how it works is they come up to you and they say, this is what we want you to do. You say, great. If you agree to it, you get paid. And they hand you some copy to read, and the commercial is right there in front of you, and you read it.
And you don't pay any attention to the show while it's going on.
No, I know. You know, it's interesting. Here's the situation, all right? Two things. first of all, I'm looking online for the NBA All-Star batting results to see it, because we didn't have scale right. on. And now it suddenly dawns on me.
You know, just turn his mic off.
Turn his mic off for a second.
All right, so here, John Wallach was approached yesterday to do an ad. Do you want me to play the raw audio?
Yeah. So yesterday.
Can I just say one thing in my defense before we do this?
No.
All right. So here's John Wallach. John Wallach was approached to read this copy, and here's John Wallach reading the copy.
This is him in the studio. He's been handed his paper.
You could voice him. Our spot if you'd grab
let me see that one I might actually do that one.
I did it yesterday.
So good it'll make your mouth water. No, I can't do this either.
All right, so he's in the studio with Roger, who records a lot of our commercials.
How did I let this happen?
I'm turning your mic off, dude. And so he's got this copy. He's been asked if he'll read this commercial, and he has been up and down about the whole thing. By the way, Wallach followed me out of the station yesterday, and I'll get to that, but you did. I saw you.
No.
All right, forget. All right. So he's got this copy. He's in with the guy who records commercials. Our friend in traffic was nice enough to type it out.
Wait, we got a great company that wants to spend some money on the station. They want you to do their ads.
And here's him reading the copy.
Yeah. All right, this is for BCN?
98.5?
No, it's 104.1.
This is damage. He's damage. It's the same.
He's looking for stuff, looking for clues.
Yeah, he's completely paranoid. He came to me with this copy, and he's like, "What should I do?" And I said, "I'd read it, you know, sure. And then get with the salespeople later." He goes, "Well, I'm going to talk to such and such a salesperson." I'm like, "Oh, there's no way he's here."
Yeah,
but he's in the office with Dawn.
He went to human resources.
Our human resources girl. He's with all these people. Is this a real commercial? He's following me in his car.
And we're like, dude, it's money. You get paid for this.
Well, it seems like a reputable company.
Yeah.
So even the great John Wallach can be seduced by the almighty dollar.
That's exactly what it is.
Yes.
Level any voice.
Oh, sure.
These mics are a little different than the ones in the studio. So you don't want to lean into it too much.
Right. Hi, my name is what? My name is who? God. My name is John Wallach.
That was not written on any piece of paper.
No,
he was testing the mic.
He's freestyling.
He's testing the mic.
All right, turn me off. I'll take my beating like a man. I just want to
turn his mic off.
Wait. This is going to take a while. I don't think I can do this without laughing. This is not a joke, right? They actually want me to read this. You know nothing about this.
Allison, there was a lot. I mean, it was the last
thing.
They're selling anything. So,
yeah. All right. Hi, I'm John Wallach, and I love magic. Actually, who doesn't? Fools, that's who. When people ask me how much I love magic, I answer to them, hey, how did this quarter get in your ear? Just kidding, folks. I tell them to go to Shazowie's Mystical Wonderland, Boston's one-stop shop for all your magic supply needs. Whether you're trying to impress a business client or just dazzle the ladies, Shazowie's is the place to go. Big holiday party coming up? Shazowie's.
I couldn't do it.
Big holiday party coming up. Shazowie's, lapel flowers that shoot water, trick bubblegum, top hats, adult novelties, rabbits. We got it all at Shazowie's. Magic is fun. I'm going to be putting on a holiday show for my family. Hey, where did that dreidel go? None of your business. I made it disappear. I know that a magician is never supposed to give up his secrets, but here's mine. Visit Shazowie's Mystical Wonderland in Cambridge. Again, it's John Wallach, and I have something in my pocket. It's your watch, dummy.
All right. Now I have to ask you. I'm driving away from the radio station thinking I just totally got screwed. Fred lied to me, and then I forgot about it later in the day, and then I got back in here this morning. Yeah, I picked my kids up, and I totally forgot about it later in the day. And then I got back in this morning. I'm like, you know, I should really talk to someone about this. And then I totally forgot about it. And then Rich comes in and starts talking about endorsements. And I'm halfway through looking up something else. I'm like, they're going to screw me. I swear to God.
I pulled out of the station yesterday in my car.
There it was.
Around 11:30.
Yep.
And there's Wallach right behind me.
Yep.
He's seen what gives.
He's peeking in windows. Well, listen. I mean, listen. There's the dry read, obviously, of the commercial.
Oh, you put music to this.
This is obviously not a real client.
No.
The show made up. What should we have a Wallach endorse?
It was good, by the way. They had a real copy, and I'm asking people, like, oh, it looks legit to me.
Yeah, you guys got it. Fred and I obviously sat in a room and knocked all this stuff out, but
Listen, you know, if you're going to have a commercial, obviously advertisers need to know that when the product runs on the air, it's top notch.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm John Wallach, and I love magic.
Magic.
Magic. Actually, who doesn't? Fools, that's who. When people ask me how much I love magic, I answer to them, hey, how did this quarter get in your ear? Just kidding, folks. I tell them to go to Shazowie's Mystical Wonderland.
Shazowie's Mystical Wonderland.
Boston's one-stop shop for all your magic supply needs. Whether you're trying to impress a business client or just dazzle the ladies, Shazowie's is the place to go. Big holiday party coming up? Shazowie's. Lapel flowers that shoot water. Trick bubblegum, top hats, adult novelties, rabbits, we got it all at Shazowie's. Shazowie's.
Shazowie's.
Shazowie's Mystical Wonderland. Magic is fun. I'm going to be putting on a holiday show for my family. Hey, where did that dreidel go? None of your business. I made it disappear. I know that a magician is never supposed to give up his secrets, but here's mine. Visit Shazowie's Mystical Wonderland in Cambridge. Again, it's John Wallach, and I have something in my pocket. It's your watch, dummy. Shazowie's.
I got it. That was so good. You guys got me so good.
John Wallach.
No, that was good. It's really good.
Stay tuned for Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Be listening this morning at 9:30 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see Tom Brady lead his team against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers this Sunday night at Gillette Stadium. That's coming up at 9:30 this morning. And it's finally happening. You might have grown tired of it not happening, never coming through.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow, young Nicholas is coming over around noon.
Oh, yeah.
And we're putting this sumbitch freestyle bike together.
What Excellent. Color is it again?
It's turquoise.
And how the colors are the wheels or what?
Turquoise.
Oh, nice.
Okay. You gonna make videos of you guys doing sweet tricks?
Not us guys, me.
Okay, you doing the
I don't need
tricks.
The responsibility of Nick crashing and burning.
So he puts it together, but he does not get to even give it a spin?
No, my lady is only for me.
Okay.
So if he, I mean, plus I don't need him pushing too hard and then having a heart attack.
By the way, somebody punched him in the chest yesterday.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
But I think it was just kind of super forceful, but it was like the end of it was like, hey, man, like that. Kind of gave a smack, and Nick just goes, hey, that guy just punched me in the chest. My heart will explode.
My suggestion is not to bully around young Nicholas. You could have a homicide on your hands.
Yeah, that is not a smart idea.
Yeah, but he's coming over. Maybe we make a ramp.
I was listening to the audio, and I was just imagining that scene in Kill Bill when she does the five-finger death punch.
Oh, yeah.
Where Nick walks five steps and then just falls to the ground at Boylston.
Oh.
Like, all right, well. That's the way he died, doing what he loved.
That'd be blood on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
For sending him out there.
I guess so, into the wolves, the wolves' den.
Yeah. So, look out, internet. Maybe there's some jumps, maybe there's some endos, maybe there's some... I don't have pegs yet. Where do you get pegs?
You get the bike store. I gotta think. You just order them online now.
There's no cool bike store. It's all gear bikes.
Yeah, a lot of squares. No, it's square play.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all gears. Why does everyone have to ride a stupid gear bike? They're impossible to understand. You gotta sit there. I mean, you gotta shift and this and that.
Yeah, I wouldn't
and then
mind.
Always screw something up.
One gear would be fine. Two is kind of a pain in the ass. Then you gotta start all of a sudden doing math.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
That's no. And then one's the front wheel, one's the back wheel. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Give me a nice, sweet Haro GT. Give me one of them and let my legs do the talking. You know? I don't need some, I'm having trouble getting up this hill. No. Bunny hop. Oh, boy. And then you know what I'm going to do? It might take me a couple days, but I'm going to start building stuff to bunny hop over.
What are you going to build?
Like a Beethoven head.
Like the one Schroeder has on his piano?
Yeah.
Was that just because you happened to see the Great Pumpkin last night or something? Or,
no,
because... That's the most random...
No, it's not. If you think about it, because he was a brilliant artist...
Uh-huh.
And this is me like, hey, daddy.
It's an homage.
This is like, hey, old man. Hey, old man. There's a new sheriff in town. And I'm making music with this bad boy. And I also need a gyro.
I don't even know what a gyro is.
Is that what it was called? You could spin the handlebars all around?
See, I just thought that you could do that on a bike that didn't have any kind of...
Nah, you need something special. I'm going to have to get myself some new grips, too. Really pimp it out.
The tassels?
Ironic, maybe. But the tassels would be sweet when they're blown in the wind when I got super air.
Yeah. It would add style.
Maybe I could do a Peanuts theme thing. I could have a woman holding a football. I could bunny hop over the psychiatrist stand. Throw a blanket down there.
How much sleep have you gotten lately?
Throw a blanket. I mean, you know, you said like Schroeder's piano.
Sure, that's right.
Just put a big pile of dirt and jump over Pigpen.
teacher, what'd you think about that sweet jump?
Yeah, it was gnarly. Thanks, Teach. No, I won't go out with you. All right, maybe one big, maybe one ride around the neighborhood. Oh, you want to see me do some table topping? Yeah, that's right. After I get off this bike, you can do whatever you need to do. Oh, slow down. I'll be a lady. Let's have a little seduction.
Every time we do something like this, I'm glad. I always think about Danny Ainge being on hold.
Yeah. All right.
Just listen.
He's listening in his Prius. All right. Danny Ainge, no commercials here, just the headline. From the Town Fair Tires Studio.